I don't want it to be where, you know, every throw he makes, he's, you know, worried that if he gets a turnover and we have to be perfect. That's not how he operates best. He's got to have that freedom. And we challenge him on making good decisions, without a doubt. I mean, what's turnover or no turnover Thursday? You know, what are we actually doing by saying that on Thursday? It's offense versus defense, but that's the world a quarterback lives in. And I think because of that, we've seen progress in his decision-making. And, you know, he's thrown less interceptions, but we don't want to take away his freedom to make big plays. You know, we talk in terms of, hey, getting better and victory being our best. And I think that defensively, we've shown more consistency. We had that flux there in the middle, but I think yesterday did a good job. I think coming out of the bye week, we did get better. I think on kickoff team, we're faster than we have been since the San Diego week. So we have improved our team speed on special teams. That's better. Offensively, I cannot say we got better yesterday. I can't argue that fact with you. We need to play better. We can't be in situations where we're second 22, third and 15 when we preach all week about doing things right in practice. It doesn't make any sense to me, nor should it to you or our fans when you preach it during the week and it doesn't show up in games. We got to get it corrected.
You talk about Blake and, you know, not wanting the fear to creep in, but all the pounding of better decision, don't turn it over. Do you think there may have been a little bit of overcompensation on his part from that? You know what I mean? Hearing that all the time make him tentative?
Well, I don't know. See, that's why I think from our coaching staff, you don't hear it so much on the field. I think they do a good job with it. Maybe it came from me, you know, when I'm out in the practice field with them, you know, me talking to them about good decisions and things like that. But I think there's got to be a heightened sense. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. It's the game of football, and it's the NFL, and you're expected to play at a high level. And there's going to be challenges, and you've got to be able to face those challenges and still perform at a high level. That's what he's learning. And our coaches have a good feel for him, and I think you try things, see how he reacts to it, and then you come back and analyze it and then go back. And you know, you're learning about these guys, and you're learning about how they deal with things. And you know, it's a challenge, but we believe in him. We trust him. And, you know, and I think that it's going to end up where he's going to continue to grow. But we got to make sure, you know, I think we look at this game and go, do we need to play more tempo? Do we need to throw the ball more? Is he more effective when he gets in rhythm? Maybe he wasn't in rhythm yesterday. Maybe that threw him off a little bit. Well, let's look at these things and let's discuss it. And I'm all about, you know, you know, so many times when you analyze things like this, it feels like you're making excuses. We're not making excuses. We're trying to find solutions. And in order to do that, you challenge everybody. You challenge the offense. You challenge the players. They challenge me. You challenge one another, and we say, all right, what do we gather from this? What's the solution? Where are we going to go from here? And sometimes the solution isn't right, and sometimes it is. And then, you know, if it is, you tuck that away and you go on it. And if it's not, you find another solution. And I think that's what we're doing with this team.